The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Thank you. Thank you for joining me on this Friday afternoon. What a privilege to be your host. It's Open Phone Friday. And to prove that we will take phone calls from anyone, we've got Paul in Grove City. Now, if that doesn't prove that we're willing to take calls from anybody, I have no idea what does.
Hey, Bobby,
hey,
man.
Paul, how are you?
I don't know. I'm doing wonderful. I just don't know how much more I can be doing wonderful with this president that I'm calling about. And I've made up my own little list. I'm not calling on behalf of the fact that I like our president. Just to name a few, I don't like what Joe Biden is doing about the immigration issue. I sometimes wonder, since he's part of the left, Bob, of the story you just quoted, my second reason would be is how much longer is it going to be before we fall off the debt cliff? And he supports abortion, how his feelings are about the transgender issue, and he's, you know, his feelings are towards Israel, which is our biggest ally in the Middle East. And those are just some of the reasons. I mean, you could go on and on about this guy. I don't like, well, one more. Let me add one more. I don't like where he's making us look in the international community, too. You know, I mean, we used to look like a, you know, pretty big, on the hill, so to speak, country, you know, a world power. But, you know, and I'm sorry, there's something health-wise going on with this guy. And, again, we've talked about that enough, how much longer it's going to be before something is done about him. But, you know, those are just a few of the things I don't like about him, and I'm just beside myself.
But, Paul.
But tell me some good.
He gives you free stuff. He gives you free stuff. Isn't that enough?
I forgot about that. I forgot about that. How could I forget? That's
yeah, how could you forget about all the free stuff?
Free stuff, yeah. I mean, and I guess I've never asked you that, too, Bob. Could that have been another reason why so many people did vote for this guy?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, yeah. There are two reasons. The mainstream media had portrayed Donald Trump as such an evil monster. For 4 years, Paul, we were inundated night and day, 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. For 4 years, we were inundated by the mainstream media. Donald Trump is evil. Donald Trump is wicked. Donald Trump hates poor people. Donald Trump hates black people. Donald Trump hates women. Donald Trump only likes the rich people, et cetera. Now, none of those things are true. There was never one shred of evidence that Donald Trump was a racist. Every accusation about his racism was a lie or a distortion. The Charlottesville thing, that Donald Trump said there were good Nazis and bad Nazis. There were good white supremacists and there were bad white supremacists. He never said that. He never said anything close to it. He said exactly the opposite. And yet, even Joe Biden said that, which was a blatant lie. But we were told for 4 years, Paul, this man is evil, 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 evil. And people were brainwashed. I say that lovingly, compassionately, but I say it truthfully. People were brainwashed. That was number one. Number two, The Democrats always say, we'll give you free stuff. Vote for us, we'll give you free stuff. Vote for us, we will give you a whole bunch of free stuff. And anyone who is objective, look at the results of the war on poverty that was begun by the left back in the 60s. And we were told every election by the Democrats, elect us and we will end poverty. We have declared war on poverty. Elect us, we will end poverty. Paul, the fact is there is more poverty in America today than there was in the 1960s, and the minority community has been decimated concerning the family. The family has been destroyed by our welfare system that rewards. It rewards teen pregnancy. It rewards a home without a father. It rewards a woman without a husband. And fast forward to 2021 and look what the war on poverty has done. It has made poverty worse. Crime in the minority communities are through the roof. Fatherlessness is through the roof. And you cannot blame that on conservatives. You can't do that. You can't. So that's if Joe Biden was elected legally. You know, there are a lot of people who, you know, if the election was on the up and up, I think those are the main two reasons. The mainstream media, and this is another fact. This is an absolute indisputable fact. The mainstream media, when reporting about Donald Trump, over 90% of the time for four full years, over 90% was negative. Over 90% negative. So, you know, what do you expect?
Well, the one big thing you talked about earlier, too, it scares that. I won't say you fill in the blank anybody out there is the packing of the court, Bob, because, man, like you said, that is something to not be reckoned with. Night. Our whole country is going to be in a bad way. Yeah, I think you said it best.
Well, and even Stephen Breyer, liberal, left-leaning liberal, the oldest justice on the Supreme Court, Stephen Breyer has said, no, don't do it. So guess what? I just learned this about 30 minutes ago. Liberals are now demanding that Stephen Breyer resign from the Supreme Court so that Joe Biden can nominate someone even more liberal than he is. And because Breyer is disagreeing with the liberal left, they want him out. They want him to resign. Just
wow.
You just shake your head and go, really?
What? That's how bad.
That's how bad it is. And that's why, Paul, I am so grateful I don't put my faith and trust in government or politicians. I put my faith and trust in God and my Lord Jesus Christ. And it's an old, overworn, outdated cliche, but I read the end of the book, and we win, Paul. We win in the end. None of this is catching God by surprise. We win.
We got to keep our eyes on that too, Bob.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We keep our eyes on Christ and his kingdom.
All right, man. Always good talking to my buddy, Bob.
You as well, Paul. Have a great weekend, all right?
You the same.
All right. Friend. Bye-bye. All right. My number is 877-BOB-LIVE. You know that whole thing of the war on poverty that the liberal left began in the 60s? I would love for someone to give me any proof, any evidence that that has benefited anyone. Things are worse today than they were then. It didn't work, and it won't work.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome again to Bob Burney Live. We don't have a whole lot of time left, and I want to get to the phones. So first up is Rick. And my screen says Camp Chase. Is that Camp Chase, Ohio, Rick?
It's over on the west side.
Yeah.
That's how I identify it. Some people call it Westgate.
Okay. Rick, okay. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Bob. I guess the expression is a broken clock is right twice a day. But my grandparents were elderly back in the 60s, and they were living up in a holler down in Kentucky, Lawrence County, Kentucky. And that program was started there in Inez County. That's the next county over, or Inez. It's Martin County.
Mm-hmm.
But they had no indoor bathroom. My grandfather was blind, and the government went in there and built them an indoor bathroom and did some improvements on their house. And it actually was a big help to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was an example of the quote-unquote war on poverty. And at least in that one instance, it helped my grandparents quite a bit.
And, you know, that's wonderful. And I would certainly not say that there were nothing positive came out of it. But I just pulled up the U.S. government statistics from 1960. In 1960, 67% of black children lived in a home with two parents. We round that up to 70% in 1960. Today, 70% of black children live in a home with no father. That has completely reversed since 1960. Again, 1960, 70% of children in the black community live with two parents, mother and a father. Today, 70% of children in the black community live with one parent, and that's almost always a mother and no father.
I'm aware of that. Like I say, a broken clock is right.
Yeah,
twice
okay.
A day, so.
And that's a good point. And you know, thank you for bringing it up that there were positive things that came out of it. And I agree. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it, Rick. Thanks for the call. And Mike in Northwest Columbus is up next. Mike, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Mike.
The war on poverty, let's see. IBM Computer Corporation made millions. IT consulting firms made millions. A lot of government employees who were hired to build the related computer systems made out quite well.
Mm-hmm.
The bureaucracy that hired new government employees to administer the public assistance systems made out really well. So a lot of people benefited from the computer systems that were mandated by the war on poverty. But whether the intended targets benefit, that's a different story.
Yeah. And I think you bring up a good point as well. It is incorrect to just make a blanket statement that there were no one benefited, America didn't benefit in any way, shape, or form from the war on poverty. I think you can find the increases in technology. My previous caller said things happened in Appalachia, and those were blacks and whites alike. But I think if we look at the war on poverty as a whole and how it impacted communities as a whole, it has been incredibly negative and very, very little positive. And the fact is the poverty rate in America has not changed significantly in an upward trend since the war on poverty began. There is as much poverty in America today as there was when the war on poverty ended, or not ended, when it began. So I think overall, if you are objective at all, you have to admit that the war on poverty was a colossal failure.
Oh, yeah. And the implementation of this computer system was a colossal failure in many ways. The federal government mandated every state to get funding, they had to build computer systems.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of building one computer system based on the same design, they built 50. Each state built one. And in some of the states that couldn't get theirs up and running, they implemented the Ohio system. So they you rebuilt something that was already built that should have just been built once.
Hmm. Now, that's something I am completely ignorant about and readily admit it. I am completely ignorant on that and don't pretend anything else. So I appreciate the information, Mike.
Okay.
All right. Hey, listen, these are difficult times in America, and I keep saying, and I am not a pessimist. I am an optimist, but I'm also a realist. I think things are going to get worse in America. I do. And that's not because of pessimism. It's because of realism. I think America is going to become darker. I think we're going to become more divided because that is what the liberal left does. When the liberal left is in control, they divide us. That's how they stay in power. So I think the immediate future is somewhat bleak. And that's why your spiritual life has never been more important. If you put your faith and trust in America, well, Bob, don't you love America? Yes, I do. Well, then you've given up on America. No, I haven't. But I have never put my faith and trust in America. I've loved America. Thank God for America. But that's never where, never, never where I've put my faith and trust. There's never been a time for the Christian community where it was more important to step up and do what God has called us to do. God has called us to give the gospel, to give people hope through Christ. And that has never been more important. People are without hope today. Rates of depression are sky high. Suicide rates are sky high. And we have been given hope through Christ. The answer is not government. The answer is Christ. If there was ever a time for you to get involved in your church, if there was ever a time for you to become a real disciple of Christ, it is now. Let it begin this weekend in a good Bible-believing church. Have a great weekend, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.